Is there any doubt, Dave, in your mind as you look around the National League that Ron Renicki's the manager of the year?
Oh, I would think hands down, and Ron has just done a super job. You know, I was listening to you guys, and you know, one of the things the Brewers have kind of they fall under the radar. People really don't really talk much about the Brewers, and you know, here's the thing: we've been in first place since April the 5th, and a lot of the national media don't pay any attention to that. They, you know, even though we're in first place, we had a little hiccup there just before the All-Star break. We lost our six-game lead, but yet and still we haven't fell out of first place.
Right. Dave, when you think of the Brewers, you think of Ryan Braun, you think of Carlos Gomez. Can you make the case that Jonathan Lucroy has been their best player?
Oh, without a doubt. And I think that Jonathan should get a lot of consideration for MVP in the National League. This man has done an outstanding job and has been one of the best clutch hitters in the game.
Mm-hmm. Dave Nelson joins us on Baseball Central. You know, when I look at this organization, I mean, one of the things I talk about is, having watched the Central a little bit, just what a tough division it is, and how the baseball is really tough. It's, to me, it's in a lot of ways it's the most old school division in the major leagues. But you know, I look at the Cardinals. The Cardinals had Albert Pujols, a once in a generation player. They lost him. They managed to go on to win a World Series. I give them credit for that. But then I look at Milwaukee. Not only did they have Prince Fielder, and not only did they lose Prince Fielder or get rid of Prince Fielder. Well, yeah, we'll say they lost Prince Fielder. They also had a franchise player in Ryan Braun who was suspended, come back from a suspension. This team keeps playing well. They keep winning. There's got to be something, Dave, about the core of this organization that allows it to be as good as it is. What is that exactly?
Well, number one, it starts with Ron Renicki. And this guy has been able to guide this ball club through some tough times, and the guys believe in him. I mean, he's a manager that doesn't get way high or too low. He just stays even keel. And you know, the guys love his aggressive style. But you know, the other thing too, you got to give the players a lot of credit, and you can give Doug Melvin some credit for making some moves that really kind of strengthen this ball club. And when you look on paper, you might not think so, but because this is a team that kind of bends but don't break, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You look at our first base situation, which was horrible last year. I think we had 9 different first basemen, and it just didn't work out. And then we have Lyle Overbay and Mark Reynolds this year that have just been a great combination for us. And then the platoon situation with Scooter Gennett and Ricky Weeks has paid off huge. Even though Ryan Braun is just slightly leading our team in RBIs, you know, he's having a year that you would say, boy, that's a good year. But for him, it's not. And we were hoping, you know, sometime or another he'd break out of it. But they're getting contributions from everybody. Carlos Gomez, Chris Davis has done a nice job, and Ramirez has heated up over at third base. So these guys, they have a camaraderie. It always reminds me when I was playing with the Kansas City Royals back in 76-77 with Al McRae and George Brett and Mayberry and Amos Otis, all these guys, Freddie Patek and, you know, Frank White. We had this camaraderie and closeness and just the a swagger that, you know, we knew we could win, and this is what this team has.
Yeah, Dave, tell us about Mike Friars. He's had a couple of great starts filling in for Matt Garza.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, and that's one of the other things. We've had Loesch has gone down with a bad ankle, and we've had Mike Fiers step up and win a couple huge ball games against the Dodgers, and then struck out 14 against the Cubs. And here's a guy that 2 years ago came on and was just awesome, won 10 ball games for us, and then the next year he went through some problems, arm, and then his mother passed away, and he had a broken arm, got hit by a line drive, and then in spring training he just didn't they didn't think he was throwing well enough, and so they sent him to Triple A, and he just dominated in Triple A, and they finally they called him up earlier out of the bullpen, but then they needed the starters. They called him up. The guy has it just surprised you because he has this outstanding curveball. It's like a 12-6 curveball. He's got a nice changeup, and he throws this 91-mile-an-hour, you know, in between 81 to 91, throws it right by guys because of his he has good command, and that's what I think is – makes him what it is, his curveball, but he commands his fastball and can put it where he wants to. And the guy's kind of pitching with a little chip on his shoulder because, you know, the Brewers just didn't totally believe in him. And he waited for his chance. And so the opportunity came, and he's made the most of it.
Mm-hmm. Brewers analyst Dave Nelson joins us on Baseball Central. You talked about this team bending but not breaking, much like the Blue Jays. I mean, they've had some issues with their pitching. I know Marco Estrada ended up going into the bullpen and giving up a lot of home runs. That'll happen.
Yep.
Matt Garza's been in the DL with an oblique strain. I know Kyle Loesch has got an ankle problem. They want to skip him to start. So in addition to Fiers, the Jays are going to see Jimmy Nelson, a 25-year-old guy. And again, this is the bend but don't break thing, right? Both of these guys have tag teamed to really, I mean, you lose Estrada, Loesch, and Garza, and you continue to lead the division. Somebody's doing something out of the ordinary for you.
Well, that's right. And, you know, and you give a direct kudos to our minor league system, and you know, Jimmy Nelson, he has pitched so much better than what his record is. He's 2-3 with a 3.86 ERA. I mean, he lost a tough game to Kershaw here a few weeks ago, but he's pitched outstanding. He's been able to step up and do a nice job. And Mike Fiers is 2-1 with a 1.29 ERA, and the one game he lost was out of the bullpen earlier this year. So, I mean, they both stepped up, and the Brewers hadn't lost a beat from the starting rotation with Garza and Loesch going down, and that's huge because it's been able, because of that, they've been able to maintain first place. You know, you just, how do you replace a Garza and a Loesch? And these two guys have just stepped up and has done a very, very nice job.
Dave, it was good of you to join us this morning. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thanks for having me. And it should be a nice series here with the Blue Jays, two games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the Brewers play the game the right way. They're always fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Dave, thanks for joining us.
Thanks,
okay,
Dave.
Okay, great. Thank you.